So there, do you have a name, or is there a difference between a heavy rain and one that's of a just rain of a heavy rain of a short duration and one that's a full fledged storm?
One of them is a heavy rain. I was saying a heavy rain, we had a small drizzle rain, a light rain, something like that. We had no heavy rain then. We just had what you might call this a moderate good rain, dirty rain.
Okay. What do you call a day when it's so misty out you can't see very far in front of you?
Oh, we call that a foggy day.
Okay, what if the fog is very light?
Well, we have a light fog today. It ain't so heavy fog we have it now. We just have just a common fog.
What if the fog is very thick? You say today it is really?
Really foggy day.
Or it's, speaking of the day, and you're saying that there's more fog than you've ever seen in your life. You'll say this is the...
This is a heavy fog. We can't see nowhere else. That's a deep heavy fog. You know, I've been in them. I saw the fog, you know. Well, you just couldn't hardly tell night from day. It's like deal when the moon get in clear. You guys been out when the moon got in clear. It's dark as midnight. You just had to see along the road, try to see when we get in and out of the road.
What do you call a dry spell, a very dry spell where there's no rain?
We call that now, we have what you might call a hot, dry spell where everything is pointing up, drying up, you know. The God be down, it's going to be drying up, burning up, you know.
What is a drought?
A drought.
A drought.
That's a dry weather, again.
Is there a difference between a dry spell and a drought?
Both of them might be about the same thing.
Okay.
Everything, you got planets that need water. And a lot of people take a hold in one and water they got. One thing, what's cold line out, but their crop, they can't do it, you see. Their crop would be suffering for water.
How high would you say this ceiling is?
This ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's about 7 feet. That is, it'll be 8 feet high.
Okay. Could you remember, I don't know whether you moved from this house, I can't recall, but the house that you were born in, can you remember what that was like? Anything about it?
The house I was born in was what you might call a cottage house. Frank went up and down out of the way and had a little old strip, you know, they put on it, you know, sort of like that, you know, break the crack. And Lord bless it. Them houses wasn't no good, no rain. People went out in the woods and rides up a old throw. And I know you don't mind nothing like that. Take an old throw on a little old mall and bolt out bolts to cover the houses with, you know. They had that boat about that wide, and they get up with nails and tack them all over the house for the top, you know. And you know, when it comes big rain, and the house would just leave everything you had in the house, trying to get wet, get a long wet spill. The thing in there get right musty. You can just smell the house when you walk, when you open the door. You reach that thing, you know. Then put it fair weather, they take this thing out of the house, they did thing, they hang out on bushes and on the ground, and they get off, you know, and then come back in again. You didn't know how to build houses them days.
Okay.
And a little log house, some of them are old log houses, you know.